We're back this morning on Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined by Ken Denz, who is the Fleet Boat Club founder and owner. And we're talking about boating this summer, because who wouldn't want to head out on the water as the weather gets warmer? And we're specifically talking about leasing. And that's something that a lot of people might not even be aware of. Ken, thanks so much for joining me and talk a little bit about this concept of boat leasing.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me, John. We started in 2006, and we are basically a membership club for boating. Our members join for the season, make reservations to use our boats, and then just pay for the fuel they use. We cover all the other expenses, dockage, maintenance, storage, insurance. Our members just get to use the boats and have fun.
Have fun, and that's exactly what a lot of people want to do this summer. How many members do you have?
We should end up around 260 this year on our 31 boats.
Okay.
We have five locations. We're on Irondequoit Bay, Sodus Bay, Canandaigua Lake, Seneca Lake, and the Erie Canal in Fairport.
And a lot of people, you know, want to buy boats because who wouldn't want to like to own their own boat? But that can get really, really expensive, and especially if you don't have a place to put it, right? What are some of the benefits to leasing and what you do at the Fleet Boat Club?
Well, the main benefits are the cost savings. You mentioned buying a boat. They're very expensive. The boats we're buying are up around 50% in price since 2019. A slip to keep the boat in is quite expensive in the area. Insurance, storage in the winter, routine maintenance, any repairs, other equipment you need, and we take care of all of that.
And you talk about how important the cost savings are, and then the maintenance, of course, but also just the expertise that you bring, Ken, because you're somebody who's really had a passion, I know, for boating for your entire life. Could you talk about how that started and why now you're so passionate about running Fleet Boat?
Sure. I grew up on a lake in northern Minnesota, so boating has always been a part of my life. When I moved out to Rochester and got married, we bought a boat and, brought our kids up through, with boating. I like to tell the story that my son, who was born in July, boated twice in the week before he was born and twice in the week after he was born. So we didn't miss a beat. The concept started with me because I wanted access to different boats. A ski boat for tubing and skiing, maybe a cruiser to go someplace. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't afford to have all those boats because, as we've said, boating is expensive.
Yeah.
So I thought about sharing them. And this was back in probably 2004, 2005 when I started to work on this. And it was before the term sharing economy was even, coined, was even part of our nomenclature. And so we were a bit ahead of our time. I remember the first boat show I attended, people would give me this funny look when I tried to explain what we were doing.
And so then you brought this to Western New York and the Rochester area. This is, if I'm right, unique, right? I mean, at least when you first introduced this in 2016, was this a unique concept?
We started in 2006, and we were the only boat club in the area for a good 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even in New York State, there were probably only a handful of boat clubs back then. Now there are, boat clubs all over the place. Every major metropolitan area has a boat club. And we have several here. And yeah, it's really grown. We started with two boats in 2006, and now we're over 30.
Wow. And that's quite incredible growth. And you kind of started this whole revolution here, where now all of a sudden everybody's like, wow, what a great idea. If other people also caught on and noticed Fleet Boat Club and said, wow, this is a great idea to actually share boats.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. We are talking with Ken Dens from Fleet Boat Club, and actually next week we're going to bring Ken back and talk a little bit more about safety and some regulations that we're going to have to follow this summer to make sure that we are safe on the waters. But I think it's also important, Ken, to discuss the importance of the opportunities this year and the savings that we can enjoy by joining Fleet Boat Club. What kinds of cost savings can we expect if we become one of the final members that are available this year?
Well, we've got our memberships are out there. Go to our website, fleetboatclub.com. All of our pricing is there. And, you know, as I said, people can save a lot over actually buying and owning a boat.
Yep, that's right. Well, we will talk next week more about savings and as well about some of the things that are included with the membership and why it's so important to remember safety as we go out on the waters this summer. Ken Dens, the founder and owner of the Fleet Boat Club. Thanks for joining us this morning, Ken.
Thank you for having me.